This is Fresh Air, an 8-hour remake of the 1977 ABC miniseries Roots, will be shown over 4 nights starting on Memorial Day. It will be presented simultaneously on the A&E, Lifetime, and History cable networks. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, reviewed the original miniseries when it premiered. Now he has a review of the new one.
The original Roots miniseries, based on the 1976 Alex Haley novel tracing his own family tree from African tribal life to American slavery and freedom, was a phenomenon. ABC showed it over consecutive nights in January 1977, not because it was expected to earn huge ratings, but because network executives were afraid it wouldn't. So they crammed the entire miniseries into an 8-day primetime marathon, which aired by coincidence during a massive winter storm that snowed in much of the Northeast. Roots was TV's original binge viewing experience and kept drawing more viewers every night. Its finale, still one of the most viewed scripted programs in TV history, was seen by more than 100 million people. It launched a new national dialogue about race and racism and slavery and genealogy, and launched or heightened the careers of several black actors, including LeVar Burton, John Amos, Leslie Uggams, Louis Gossett Jr., and Ben Vereen. So why bother with a remake? After all, the TV universe is so fragmented these days, there's no way a remake of Roots is going to even approach the viewing figures for the original miniseries. Won't happen. It's not even on broadcast TV. But as I see it, there are 3 primary reasons to remake Roots, and they're all good reasons. One is because the original drama, while very emotional and effective in some scenes, was overdrawn and oversimplified in others. Another is because very few young people are likely to sample the original Roots, while a new version will reintroduce the story and its themes to a new century of TV viewers. And the third most important reason is that we as a country still need to confront, discuss, and try to understand our complicated racial history. So when I started previewing this new Roots, I hoped it would be smart enough, fresh enough, and involving enough to justify its existence as a lengthy, costly TV remake. And from the very start, with Lawrence Fishburne providing the voice of author Alex Haley, it was.
This is how I heard about the boy, Kunta Kinte. And this is how I'll tell you the story. The 2 most important days in a man's life are the day he is born and the day that he understands why.
This new version, while not as long as the original, spends more time on specific incidents and characters and adds real-life battles and events not dramatized in the original miniseries. Alex Haley's story this time is written by 4 scriptwriters, and each episode is directed by a different well-known director: Mario Van Peebles, Thomas Carter, Philip Noyce, and Bruce Beresford. Music plays a very important part throughout, and the music supervisor is Questlove, from a band he long ago named The Roots. And one of the executive producers of this new Roots is the star of the old one, LeVar Burton. If you remember the original version of Roots, which spawned many sequels, the same colorful and indelible characters make their mark this time around. Fiddler, once played by a charming Lou Gossett, is now played by Forrest Whitaker. Chicken George, played in 1977 by Ben Vereen, is now played by Reggae Jean Page. The spirited Kizzy, once played by Leslie Uggams, is now played by Anika Noni Rose. And where the part of Kunta Kinte once was played by 2 actors, LeVar Burton as a boy and John Amos as a man, this time Malachi Kirby plays him throughout, with a stubborn and proud streak that's evident even in his first conversation with Fiddler, played by Forrest Whitaker, who's explaining the ways of his new slave life.
You understand me, Toby?
Kunta Kinte.
No, listen to me. Master's wife done named you Toby.
Kunta Kinte. Pamoro Moro Kinte. Dinka Paluti.
I ain't got time to chinwag with a pity. Toby.
Gambi Balongo.
Toby. Toby, you're going to be Toby now. And you're going to be Toby forever. And I don't care nothing about your Africa ways. You're going to Work hard, and you're gonna cause no trouble. You hear me, Toby?
Kunta Kinte!
That leads very soon to an updated version of the most memorable scene from the original Roots, when Kunta Kinte's new overseer flogs him repeatedly and mercilessly while demanding him to accept and repeat his slave name of Toby. This new Roots works its way through stories along several generations. It still leaves room, as did the original, for a sequel. But the central Roots story remains potent enough, and even more so, in this new telling. Characters are given more time, and the actors do wonders with their scenes. Especially Kirby as Kunta Kinte, Rose as Kizzy, and Paige as Chicken George. You'll feel for them and their journeys. This new Roots is a TV miniseries that not only should be seen, but like the original, it definitely deserves to be talked about.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.